USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine hits the two-month mark, the fight for long-term control of the country continues. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says that the Russian military's performance has been less than expected, and the United States should change its approach towards Russia as a result.
Frankly, I think the Christmas time Putin began to worry about what we would do rather than us worrying as much about what he would do. And we need to stop saying what we won't do. Even if we know we won't do it, there's no reason to ever tell your adversary in a situation like that where your red lines are.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are said to be taking part in meetings in Kyiv today, although the White House not confirming it. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
A huge wildfire in northern Arizona is still burning out of control. As of Saturday, the tunnel fire north of Flagstaff was still only about 3% contained. Fire managers saying strong winds and dry air currents have hampered their efforts to gain control of the blaze, which has destroyed over 21,000 acres of pine forest. Over 300 firefighters are on the scene with 3 helicopters and 18 fire engines. A court-martial is ending in the Air Force's first-ever conviction of a general officer. Major General William Cooley was found guilty at an Ohio military court on Saturday for one specification of abuse of sexual contact. The conviction stemmed from a 2018 incident in New Mexico where the victim says Cooley forcibly groped and kissed her through her clothes while driving home from a day-long social event. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Ukraine and Russia are considered Europe's breadbasket. Together, they account for roughly 30% of global wheat exports. This as inflation hit a 40-year high in February. Supply chain woes are continuing, along with a drought impacting parts of the United States, has American consumers and farmers feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke weighs in on the changes he's seeing when it comes to wheat price increases.
Well, over the past couple of years, wheat prices have literally doubled. We've gone from $5 a bushel up to $10 and then $12 and then back to $10 a bushel. But never in my life have I seen commodity prices capitalized into our inputs, like land, as rapidly as they are right now.
A traffic stop in Missouri is taking drugs off the streets.
Troopers responding to a crash on a Missouri highway recovered 500 pounds of marijuana on the road. Two people were arrested after troopers determined at the crash site on eastbound I-70 between St. Louis and Columbia whom owned the weed. Edith Daniel Lerma and Gonzalez Acosta were treated for their injuries and then taken into custody for first-degree drug trafficking. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.